Father, we declare and we can just call out your name and declare that you are great. Every knee will bow and declare that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we want to thank you that we can declare that, we can live it out in the reality of you, Jesus, being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So this morning, Father, we want to thank you as we began earlier on, just receiving from you what's on your heart as the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and makes it known to us, that we may have a revelation of Christ Jesus and who is truth, and really begin to understand the reality more and more, getting clearer understanding of what it is to be children of light. So we thank you as you teach us, Holy Spirit. We thank you as you minister to us, and particularly as you set us free from things that is not in Christ Jesus, and you deliver us from that. So we thank you, whether it is pain, whether it is emotional, whether it is doubt, whatever it is that's contradicting Jesus Christ, we receive, Holy Spirit, your ministry in releasing us and ministering to us. So Father, thank you for your incredible grace and mercy, and I just release your grace upon us in and through your Son Jesus. Amen. Carrying on with Ephesians chapter 5, where we are looking at the children of light, and we've been looking at what goodness is, and we've touched a little bit on righteousness, and we want to just move a little bit now to truth, and they will then grow more and more into that. So remember in Ephesians 5 and verse 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Therefore, live as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. And that is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And then it goes on about, be very careful then how we live. Live not as unwise, but as wise people, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then from the rest of the chapter, it speaks about what it is to be a child of light in home, in work, in the different aspects of the world we live in. Now, we've been looking at the reality of God's goodness, of God's righteousness, and of God's truth. I think we all agree now that light consists of all, and that all is all. It's nothing less than all, okay? All goodness. And that's God's goodness, not our human definition of goodness. So all of us are moving into the unlearning phase right now of unlearning our mindset of what we believe to be good. Okay? Because a lot of the times our goodness is to make us feel just accepted, etc., etc. And it's not God's goodness. So we having to ask the Holy Spirit to take us into God. What is your, you are good. And it's only in a relationship with you, God, who is good, that we begin to understand goodness. We cannot understand goodness from a dictionary or from a theological book. We understand goodness from a relationship with God who is good. Okay, that's the only way you get to know the love of God, the mercy of God, because it's relational that we get to know and experience, and now we begin to know, but this is what it's all about. That's why Jesus said, this is eternal life, that you may know the one and only true God. Okay, and that's why we're looking at truth now, because we need to know the true God. Okay, and not the counterfeit or the religious God. So the same with righteousness, and we've looked at the reality of the gift of righteousness, and when we receive the gift of righteousness by faith, how grace reigns through that gift. So if we're battling and we're not finding the victory, we're not finding the life of Christ within us, it's simply because we are operating in self and we have not yet simply received Christ, the benefits of Christ's obedience and his righteousness. So now we can begin to experience the grace, the power, the ability, everything about God. Whatever we need to be able to live as a son and a daughter of God, God is involved in enabling us to be able to live. And that, so whenever the scripture speaks about anything, do this or do that and all that kind of thing, he doesn't just say do it in your own ability. He says, no, you've received the gift. My grace flows. Now by the power of my grace operating within you, you're able to live this out. This is not hoping that you're going to live this out. This, it's possible. And so that's the grace of God reigning through our lives. And that's when we looked at the reality of the Holy Spirit, the rule, the law of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life, okay, that's in Christ Jesus. That's our new operating system, if you want to use that terminology, the law of the Spirit of life. Okay, and so we looked at the righteousness. Now that we have received the gift of righteousness, now we are able to live a lifestyle of righteousness because of the righteous one dwelling within us. And it's no longer I who live, but the righteous Christ who lives in me. And so now that power, because our old nature has been crucified, we are a new creation in Christ. So now we're able to live out righteously. Okay, so it's not a works to try and work to be right. It's who we are now. It's because it's our identity as righteous children of God because of we are in Christ. So we've been learning what it means as we've been going through the past weeks, what it is in Him we move, in Him we live, in Him we have our being. So He is the righteous one. We live in the righteous one. We live in the good one. We live in truth. Okay? We move in Him. He is our righteousness. He is our truth. He is our goodness. All the time now, we have our identity. We have our being. All of this now, it's in Christ. So that's our life. So when we have renewed our mind and we've accepted the gift of righteousness, we begin to enter into and participate in this reality of what it is to be in Christ Jesus. Okay, so if, as Paul writes in Galatians chapter 3, and he says over there, guys, you started with the Holy Spirit, and things were taking place. Remember what goodness is? Light is. Light is a manifestation of the incredible life that's in God, and it's displayed in goodness, it's displayed in righteousness, it's displayed in truth, so it's very tangible. So we've been looking at that, and now we've got to the place where Paul writes over here that this incredible light of God consists now of also all truth. And so to get a foundation, to get a starting point, to get something that we are settled within us, we need to begin to understand something about Jesus being the Word. Something about when Jesus says this, that the Spirit that I'm going to ask the Father to send to you is called the Spirit of Truth. So we need to be established in that. Otherwise, it's so easy to get into fear. It's so easy to be able to get sidetracked. And one of the big things we've got to realize, and we'll look at that there, is that Adam and Eve lived in perfection, and yet they were deceived. So if we think that we will not be deceived, we're ready for a fall. But if we know the Spirit of Truth is within us, we've got a foundation that He will guide us, and He will help us to be able to recognize eventually how we've been deceived and give us truth that we can move into truth. So our comfort, our security is in the fact that we have received Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth within us. Okay, and so let's go to a starting point, and we go to John chapter 1. Okay, so that was just a recap of what's been happening over the past few weeks. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. And this was that verse we started off. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. So all the time, We recognize what is good, what is righteous, and what is truth, because there will always be life in that. It's God's life that we will experience. Okay, so that's part of the discerning that we get. And so he says over here, John writes, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it, or it can also be has not overcome it. And then in verse 14, the Word became flesh, very important, and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the One and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So once again, we're getting the reality of grace and truth coming through. And then from the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only who is at the Father's side has made Him known. Now, often when we look at that, say Jesus was the Word, it's very easy for us to put letters to it, the Word. You know, it's like this is the Word, it's alphabetical letters. And that's what, oh, Jesus, somehow you're the Word, and that's where many people get stuck, and that's where people stop. But it's more than that. I want to read you a good definition of the word Logos. Logos in the Old Testament conveys His powerful self-expression in creation, revelation, and redemption. So we see there that in the Old Testament, God was revealing Himself through His mighty acts, through the deliverance of taking people out, through the way He provided, and that there. So God was expressing Himself in that way. But the New Testament changes, because in the New Testament, in Christ Jesus, it was no longer things that were happening around that we can see. Now it was everything happening in a person, Jesus Christ. Okay, that's the difference now in the New Covenant. In the New Testament, we have this new, unique view of God given to us by John, which signifies the presence of God Himself in the flesh. And that's why we read over there concerning the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. Logos is more accurately understood as a form of self-revealing or message. Jesus Christ is the eternal message, the creative Word, and the living expression of God made visible. He is the divine self-expression of all that God is, contains, and reveals in incarnated flesh. Just as we express ourselves in word, God has perfectly expressed Himself in Christ Jesus. So Jesus is actually God's incredible story. And so we read there, for instance, in Hebrews chapter 1, that Christ is the exact image of God. Okay, so now we have this incredible truth over here that when we see that we're speaking about truth, truth is fact versus illusion. Truth is, God is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when we look at Jesus, who is the expression of God, we now get to know what real truth is all about. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, His ministry is to reveal to us God in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's why we can't bypass Jesus Christ. Okay? Because it's in Christ Jesus that we get the true expression of our Heavenly Father and we get to know Him. So that is why you'll find there, whether it's prophecy, whatever, if Jesus is not the center of that there, you have to be very, 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 very careful. Because the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and reveals Jesus, and Jesus reveals the Father. So in prophecy, you have to see awesome Father expressed through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's how you start to discern, because there's a lot of stuff going out around that brings fear and brings all this kind of stuff over there, and we don't see our Father's incredible goodness That's why we need an understanding of God's goodness, of God's righteousness, of God's truth, so that we can begin to now know the will of God. We can discern what pleases God, as we read there in verse 10 of Ephesians 5 and verse 10. We then continue over here, and so we see here then Jesus, who is the living expression of God. In John chapter 14, when Jesus now is speaking, remember when Jesus said, oh, let's just go to that John 14, and remember when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says over there, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in that there, way, truth, and life, what do you recognize over there? We recognize light. Light consists of all truth, righteousness, that's the way of God, the way God thinks, does things, that which has his approval, and life. Okay? Because that's what light is. It's a manifestation of the life of Christ. So no one comes to the Father except through me. And then he carries on. And then remember Philip said, but show us the Father. And then Jesus says, but you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because Jesus is a living expression of the very nature of our Father. Who he's like, what he's like, how he relates with people, etc. Okay. And then he goes on, and that's when he starts to speak about the Holy Spirit. In verse 13 or 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. Okay, and I will not leave you as orphans. So when we, and we know this, this has been taught many, many times. When Jesus said over there, I'll give you another, the Holy Spirit. Another is exactly, I'm going to give you another one just like me. So the Holy Spirit is one just like Jesus. Jesus expressed the Father. The Holy Spirit is just like Jesus, but now the Holy Spirit is in us. So what's the Holy Spirit doing? Through us. Because the Holy Spirit is expressing God within us. That's why we as children of light, now we have the Holy Spirit within us, and as we yield to the Holy Spirit, now the fruit of the Spirit is an expression of God. See, that's the reality now what it is to start living as children of light, because we're starting to see the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. That's why, you know, often we read in Romans 8, verse 29, now all things work together for the good, etc. But he carries on. And he says over there, for those who have been called, God has purposed for them to be conformed into the very likeness of Jesus Christ. So we have Holy Spirit within us, just like Jesus, to continue the work of Jesus on the earth, revealing the Father. God is light. We are children of light in Christ Jesus. So now we begin to live, and we're finding there, because the Holy Spirit within us, that's why it goes on. And the Holy Spirit told us, listen guys, you're a new creation. That old Adam, powerful Adam that controlled you before, the power of sin is no longer your reality. You have now been made a new creation in Christ Jesus. We have a new reality. And that's now, you have the Holy Spirit, and his ministry is to, he is a living expression of God. He's now revealing God through us as his children. So it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives. So this is the walk. This is the lifestyle now of us as children of light, living in a town, living in a nation, wherever we may be. We have Holy Spirit in us. And he is the Spirit of Truth. We carry on, and he says over here, Jesus says that he is this Holy Spirit will be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. And the world cannot accept him, okay, because they were still in darkness. And that's why you find the importance of us beginning to know Holy Spirit is in us, the truth that the Holy Spirit is sharing and guiding us into, so that we are able to minister in the Spirit, the new covenant. We know how to pray in the Spirit for people that are still in the darkness. If we ask ourselves this question, am I truly confident, Holy Spirit, that you're in me and you will guide me into all truth? See, it needs to be established within us. Otherwise, we're going to be listening, and this idea, that idea, and everything there. And we're getting to the place because of our community, because of what God has destined for our community. It's a revelation of God. The glory of God is a revelation of Him. And it's through us, mainly as His children. Holy Spirit living His life through us, expressing through us, as children of light, what God really looks like. And that's our growth all the time. It's going to be a continuous growth because it's really in us. So righteousness is in us, truth is in us, goodness is in us by the person Holy Spirit. Okay, and that's important for us to get established in as we move forwards. We carry on over here, and it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse 13, Paul writes, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ, and no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." So here we come now to this reality. God is light. And guess who counterfeits light? The devil himself. God is good. Guess who brings about the counterfeit goodness? God is righteous. Guess who brings about the counterfeit righteousness? That's the whole thing of the whole legalism that takes place. With every religious set system, there's legalism. God is truth. Guess who counterfeits himself as an angel of truth? The Satan himself. So now we know that's the way of Satan. And he's got servants that are serving his agenda. And they then come as teachers of truth, as apostles of truth. They come as servants of righteousness, as Paul writes over there. Now, how are we going to discern the difference? How are we going to know what is true and what is not true? See, that is why light consists of all truth. Light is a manifestation of life. Here we have the enemy himself who deceived Eve, sinless. And now if we look at ourselves and we say, but oh, we've got no hope. But now we have forgotten that we are a new creation in Christ, our foundation, being rooted and established in Jesus. So when I'm beginning to know, God, I'm in you, Jesus, you are truth, your spirit is in me, he will guide me into truth, you will help me to discern, you will help me to be able to recognize what is not your truth, what's the counterfeit truth. If we're not rooted in Jesus, that's when we struggle, and that's when we're going to be battling to discern. And so we're going to slip up. And that's why Jesus taught us to pray. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Give us today our daily bread, Father. Give us truth for this day that we can walk in your truth. We can live in your truth. My food is to do your will. And I want to know today. Find out what pleases God. Find out the will of God. As Paul writes over there. So we're beginning to understand a little bit more concerning truth. And so how do we know? Well, in verse 3, in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, Paul writes here, "I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise to you one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him." But look at verse 3. "But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if anyone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit," not the spirit of truth, you've received a different spirit. Remember, in the New Testament, there are demons. Doctrines by demons that are being released, particularly now, as it's been happening all the time, but there's an emphasis on that right now. And he carried on, for we priests, or if you received a different spirit from the one you now received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. And then he carries on over there. But what God wants to emphasize over here is that anything that removes us from a pure, simple devotion to Jesus Christ, be careful. Be careful. The Holy Spirit goes to Jesus and reveals from Jesus, so that the Father is made known, so that Jesus is made known, so that we love Him. We get a revelation of Jesus Christ, who He is. So there's a lot of teaching that bypasses Jesus. So anything that we are listening to that's moving us away from just, oh God, I just love you, and I just that pure devotion to Jesus, then you know we have the angel of light masquerading, Satan masquerading with his servants as angel of light. And they're speaking a truth, but Jesus says, there's no truth in Satan. He's a father of lies. Absolutely no truth in him. He will manipulate truth to benefit his agenda. And we see that at the temptations time, how he manipulates scripture for his agenda. So our starting point this morning is, Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit. And we've received the Holy Spirit if you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you know that God is real. Jesus says, this is what true eternal life is all about, is to know the one and true God. So you have the angel, Satan is masquerading, pretending who he is an angel of light, but he's not. So he's busy now pretending, he's busy deceiving, he's speaking an illusion to the people. So you've got all the religions that's taking place all around, and they're following the so-called truth from the angel of light. They're doing good from the angel of light. They're doing righteous things from this angel of light, Satan, who's masquerading as an angel of light. I was listening to, I don't know who's Zulu over here, but I was listening to a guy just speaking about what happens when their relative passes away, and their custom in that, and it's just fascinating. He's not a believer at all, but you're just sharing, this is the way we do it. So just say now the father or the uncle or family member dies, just say in the hospital, they will then take a branch, some leaves, and they will go to the place where that relative died, and then they will gather his spirit into that leaves, and then they will take, and from the moment they've gathered their spirit into the leaves, the whole journey from that hospital to their home where they've got their rondavel, because that's where it's going to go, they then communicate and they have a discussion and they talk about the life they had together. So now this spirit knows the whole history of this family member. So we have what we call familiar spirit. And so now what takes place? They go to the rondavel, and now that leaves are placed over there in that rondavel. So now, see, that's counterfeit goodness. That's counterfeit righteousness. It's right in the eyes of my culture. So it's all of this. Now we have something now. I've got a problem. My boss is not happy with me at work, or I'm jealous for that there. So now I go to my rondavel and now I speak to my ancestor. And whatever that ancestor spirit says is truth. And I'm justified in doing what I need to do. See, it's an angel of light, Satan himself. And so now you can murder that person. Great, it's truth for me. It's right in my ancestor's eyes. Does it reveal life of God in that? Does it reveal the goodness of God? Does it reveal the way God does things? That's how we start to measure whether we are listening to truth or we are not listening to truth. We all make mistakes. We'll be learning, we're growing, but the Holy Spirit, He's the one that leads us. He's the one that guides. And it's fascinating, that word guide, He doesn't force us. He speaks to us and He shows us the way. And now we take and we keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Okay, if we are stubborn, if we are arrogant, then we will be deceived. We stumble. And that's what takes place. So when we realize, God, yes, it's possible, I can be deceived because Eve was. But I want to thank You that I'm in You, Jesus. And You are truth. You are the way. And You are the life. And as I stay in my simple, pure devotion to You, and I love You, and You're just my life, Lord. I thank You that You will guide me the way. You will give me truth. And I will live in the reality of the law of the Spirit of life operating within me to enable me to live as a child of light in the kingdom of light. And that's very, very simple, very basic, but it's a starting point to be able to begin to understand. If we look at our town, we look at homes, and we are children of light, how are we going to see the city of God just beginning to emerge more and more? How are we going to experience the glory of God within us so that we can begin to live out? The city of God is the manifestation of the kingdom of God. The city of God is a manifestation of the incredible light and life of God within us. And we start to live that out. And that's how you start to build the city of God. So we're in an amazing time. Don't fear. Be careful who we listen to. Is there life in it? Is there a desire to love Jesus more, to know Him more, to walk in His ways more? Is there hope? Because we can be in a place where the enemy has lied so much about people in our lives, and we are fully persuaded that what that enemy is saying and what those thoughts are is the absolute truth. But when we come to the author of faith, we are fully persuaded that all things are possible with Jesus. There's hope. And that hope becomes an anchor within us. So no matter what's taking place, we are not swayed there. We got this anchor of hope within us because we've heard God, He's spoken, the Spirit has revealed Jesus to us who's overcome this world. Okay, so Father, we want to thank You as You are helping us. Holy Spirit, You're an amazing teacher. And I want to thank You as we spend time in the Word, in those moments through the days, how You will open up truth to us. It's such a joy how You're taking out of exile, taking us out of exile, imprisoned by our thoughts, imprisoned by our beliefs that are contradicting to truth in Jesus. What a joy, Holy Spirit, as You take us from that incredible place of exile into the promise in Christ Jesus. Father, we want to thank You for the incredible angels that help us, assist us on this most amazing life experience on this earth, to see You being fully expressed through the body of Christ, through us. So thank You, Holy Spirit, for Your mighty work in enabling us to identify You expressing the fullness of Christ within us. Thank You that it's not just an expression of words, but it's reality. The joy is real. The peace is real. The hope is real. The security is real. The sonship is real. Salvation is real. Grace and peace and all these incredible things is not dictionary words. But as You express it, we partake in it. We live in it. We know it. And we want to thank You, Holy Spirit, for Your mighty work within us. Our Lord Jesus, as we have communion and we sit with You and we celebrate Your life, we celebrate what You have done for us. But it doesn't stop there. We celebrate the fact of Your resurrection and You dwelling within us by Holy Spirit. We celebrate that you are the light. You are the truth. You are the way. We want to celebrate that you're the one that expresses what the Father's like. We want to celebrate the fact, as we have communion this morning, that today, even today, there are certain areas that you're going to just remove from us that we may know the Father, your Father, our Father. So, Father, we sit here just totally accepted by you, loved by you. And today, thank you for each and every one of us, your grace, how it's reigning, ruling, ministering into our lives. So we thank you. And Father, as we sit here, we also have the privilege and the joy of just bringing people into our hearts with you, Jesus. And just to mention their names in our hearts. And we want to thank you, Lord, for that joy and the privilege of interceding. We want to thank you for the joy and the privilege of us participating in your divine nature and to be able to then communicate something to those that are still in darkness or even believers that are still hurting so much in many areas. What a privilege, Lord, that today they can taste and experience you and know that you are good. So thank you. I receive all of this and I release it over us this morning. And I release it over our community of Metsumaholo and over this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.